there's no daladamos, and you're using a cloth, where there is, using a towel, where there is no schita, there's no basis for the chumur. Came lomotzino klal shiki gam mini kozel leso litel agabrosho begufo mayim karam lohoke b'shabbos. Shirinyan is galer b'miklachas, that word is shower. That's all. So it's for Pesach. We're talking about Shabbos, right? It's a shower. Sheikah b'chol b'ayi shebepo. That's an important line also. The shower is found in all houses. Shebepo. He came from Luban. I was in Luban a few years after my father-in-law's passing, right? And there is no house there with running water in the house, not only for showering, for drinking. There's a well outside. This was in the 1980s, right? And that's when we were still worried about Sputnik, about the Russians taking over the world. Right? They couldn't feed their people. People lived like chayes, like behemoths. I think I mentioned to you, once passed by a line of people waiting. Waiting, I'm talking about, certainly 10 American blocks long, a line. We're waiting, what? To buy vegetables. So we weren't waiting to buy vegetables, went to the head of the line to see what they're selling. You wouldn't feed it to a horse. You wouldn't feed it to a cow. Half moldy, gooey vegetables, and that's what we're that was the status of this great Russian economy then. Yeah. Of course, the communists, the people who made the Communist Party, had no problems. There was other stores where they sold for foreign currency, and you can get mamish kisuda shlomo b'shaito, whatever you want. Every well-known bottle of schnapps, every possible luxury was available there. Aval mikol makom yudua sheruvo de inchi maatzman loho beloho roa emes gachem shabbos. Okay, but there's a problem. He's a little concerned with the business of minhog. Did the milchus develop? Says the reality is that most people don't take a shower on Shabbos. He says, therefore, lo yadua why imu mitam sheberuv ashon mezgal b'mayim chamim mezglachas shelabad isur chitzah b'chamim afil b'huv me'er Shabbos kol gufu right harim mayim chamim shebechol boti yorim gedolus b'zein America him chamim shukma b'Shabbos shasurim b'chitzah b'shia af shukma me'atzman kerasam b'silon chosu anche tferi b'daf lamaches. The gum, a nice review of things that we pointed out. Botzos my macham in your apartment house, when you take out hot water, machzas atei emayim tzonin leschamim shumelocha deraisa. Maybe mitzazen nimnu af melatracha b'shabbos b'yemos hakayis achamim lohoke after hot mayim tzonin. He's trying to be. So what I mean, but people don't take showers on Shabbos. I mean, I was not party to this truth. I would have told them very simply, because people don't like to take cold showers, period. That's why they don't. Gulai hu mitzad shechshivu zeh luvdi d'chol shemu miniya mitam elu yeshachshu ulai zeh leminhog. Therefore, I may be now bound by a new halacha, that minig Yisrael dinu. It's Abo. Efshel shu gam michesson yediyah lechalek shemkein ein bechshivish minaklal du keminig betoz. It could be that they don't take a cold shower for frumkeit. They think it's some halachic reason not to take. Then the minig developed that way because amaratzus, that's not a minig. Very important ancillary comments here. Minig has to be based upon a reasonable concern. Some that people there didn't take showers, that does make a minhag. If the reason for not taking showers is because they were taught by Rebbeim, who read the Mishnah Berurah, who said that it's nog kvar no lo shlo mit mishbu is kvar nogu shvet shlo lechos be may feel be may betonen. Now comes very nice. The things we learned it already, and v'ayim b'shulchano osim et shilchovov she'isa de muter l'shtate b'tzon an achat she'scham aguf v'isolesh. Remember? Now what does that mean? He said, you cannot take a cold shower and stand in front of the fire, because then it'll warm the water and it'll be ki'ilu that he's rochet b'mayim chamin. But the reverse, right? To go ahead and stand in front of the fire and then to take a cold shower, no problem, even though the water warms up from your body, no, that's not shaykh. Either b'chol gufo, kibereishim, lo hiski ha-mishin b'ruah shenu agena osu lichos ben horu b'avad, af shu b'tzonu osu af shatik ha-gufo b'cholu af shenu m'chomu m'chimu m'esu l'esh, mashmad lo yoda ha-mishin b'ruah klam m'imili kozeh. Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah, it's a kasha and Mishnah Berurah, why didn't they mention over here? But according to us, you cannot go ahead and stand by the fire and then warm and then take a shower, because you can't take a shower, not because you're warming the water. There the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that. And it says, clearly, when it says to wash yourself, it doesn't mean wash ever, ever. It doesn't mean call go chut me ever, it means to take a shower. It's no objection to it. וכן לא נמצא בשאר ספרי חג פיידור הסחון, מה ידוע לי? One minute. You don't find it. I mean, we, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Shalos Shuvos. It just doesn't, you know, maybe you'll find it, because Fazi goes, hey, לא הוי במנסה לביור כלל מילג לסו. Now here's the important thing. Now he's reporting Maisa Rav. The fact is that in Europe, there was no one ever knew such an Esau, and in Europe, the temperatures would go up very high, and people watched, poured water on themselves. Abba bin Asayin Akam America, Shika Hamiklachas, Chazin and Shemis Kalcha Bishabas Apasonan. Lochain, Afshal Matsina Bisforum Shoyamilikozer, Shimkate Efshe Shemar Shemis Kalcha Bishabas and Miklachas Loki, who below Kavonas Mindig Leso, Ele Mecheso Yedir. Mikomokom yesh lahachmir b'lo tzar, mishum de'ulai hu mikvagvonas minhag mitayvin del'el, avol tshemisaya yesh lahokel. Okay, got upside in. What's he saying? It depends how hot you are. That's yeah. He said, I don't see a mokom for it, but the fact is, there is a minhag. Do a survey, how many people take showers on Shabbos, you find that most full people don't take showers on Shabbos. Therefore, maybe there's this power of halacha from the bottom up, not from the top down, not from chachomim giving a gzeira, but from the people being knowing in a way, which also midah yisrael dinu also has halachic authority. Therefore, it makes up shore. It depends how uncomfortable you are. It's a you come in, it's 104 degrees, 105 degrees, right there, and you had to walk home from shul for 2-3 miles, right, and you're running an internal body temperature of 102, 103 because you couldn't keep up with the temperature input, you couldn't sweat enough to get it out, then you can be mekel. But halacha lemaisa, that should be put into proper perspective, that as we've been saying all along, nothing in our learning would indicate that there was a gzera against washing with cold water. All discussions start off with gzeras balonim, right? Because of chashash of melechet of iso of violating melechet Shabbos. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara first, get a little bit more Gemara down, and then we have a bunch of egli tala that has to be taken care of. I don't know if we'll get to it today.
Rebbe, yeah. A question on the oil that we were discussing. When Rabban Shimon...
Well, actually, I was going to start at that point. I like to start at that point on Shemen. Shemen Mao. Start from 1 second. We'll start again on Mem on the base of Torah Rabbanan. About 10 to 15 lines from the top. Yeah.
So I can ask after.
Huh?
I can ask after we. After.
Okay. Let's run through that. That's a good idea. Let's get a volunteer. Relatively easy Gemara. Chinese volunteer. Oh yeah, we have yet. I'm sorry. Not two, that should be it. I gave you from the new Igos Moshe. Okay, yeah, we have to do that also. Okay, we have any voluntary volunteers, or should I make a volunteer? Mr. Lempel, okay, let's go.
Where should I
start from? Start from Tana Rabbana. Maybe Adam Keaton might.
Maybe Adam Kita Mayan and Nicha Kneged Amadura. So if a person brings a pitcher of water and puts it next to the bonfire, Lo Bishil Shichamu, El Bishil Shitapti, since not so it heats up, but rather so it.
What does that mean?
So if he's bringing the item of water and putting it next to the flame, not to actually heat it up, rather to Shitapti, since on, I'm not sure what that
is. Can I do that? I do that on the stove. I'd like some warm water to wash my hands and face. And can't use the hot water from the sink, from the bathroom sink, because cold water will come in, they used to the ice it, right? So I'll take a big pitcher of water, right? Put it on the blech, not too long, shouldn't boil. It's a place where it can boil. If we say can boil, that's Bishul. It's Bishul B'Shabbos. So why are we doing it different? That's a key chiddush here. Right? That if it were on the stove, even though you take it off before it reaches the shear of Yatzah Redes, but it's also maybe the Reise.
Madura has a greater range of heat.
What?
Madura would have a greater range of heat than a stove, so you could put it 10 feet away and it'll get a little warmer.
What? But doesn't make any requirement. You have to have a thermometer and put it in a place where they can possibly heat. It doesn't say that. Look at Rashi.
You
need to say Rabbi maybe. Isha Parsha Shemen, also Kedegan Hamadura, now oil, Lobish Filshi Ibashel, Filshi Foshel. So what do you see from here?
Oil is solid.
So look at the Rashi says clearly. Look at the Rashi Filshi Ibashel, so we know what we're talking about, what kind of temperature. Shelo Tanichenu Shom Kedei Bishu, Shetei Yatzolevus. Meaning only a time difference, not a temperature difference. Not that the place is the place where there, it can't become Yatzoledes. It says he will leave it there long enough to be Yatzoledes. So what do you see from here? Der Bishul means Menicho, that there is a Tzuru of Bishul, which is maybe you have to say from Melechas HaMishkan, right? The Bishul, Melechas HaMishkan, wasn't putting things near a fire. Either you cooked or you didn't cook, right? And therefore, you're not dealing here with anything more than a Achshash. Maybe you should leave it there long enough for it to reach Yatzoledes, then in Mitzius it will be Bishul. No, the one-on-one goes up. One that didn't seem find it necessary to be goyzel there. Why? It's not der bishul, right? And what? This time you have to leave it there. Neged amadura, meaning the madura means a fire in the fireplace. So you're putting it not in the fireplace, near the fireplace. It'll take a long time for it to reach such a temperature. The one-on-one goes up. But ikawai has to be because it's not der bishul. Because only der bishul also Torah. It's not der bishul.
Why don't we just assume that the only issue in play over here is Maslikim Avashal? And that's why, if you put it next to the Torah, there's no problem with Maslik. Why are we assuming that if you put it on a stove, then there'd be a bishul deraisa? Why don't you say that? That would also only be a bishul derabanan, because it looks like you're cooking. But next to Madura, there's no Madura because it doesn't look like
why?
You're cooking.
Because of the,
I mean, why?
Why I would say that is because of the Gemara, yeah, that Echad maybe is a Kedera, Echad maybe is a Mayim, right? There, and Kulam Chayovim.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense if my Maise is a Maise which doesn't involve Isur. Then someone came ahead and made it into an Isur and said, no. Since my intent was it should reach Yatzoledes, therefore each step is still to be a Maisa Bishul. That's the best way to try that. Like, only because of that Gemara, I wouldn't make this.
But all because every single one of them was planning on cooking. But every single one of them planned on leaving it on there for long enough to cook.
So, but if it were the Kabbona doesn't mechayev you. A mice is if that mice wouldn't be considered to be a mice visual, I don't see how the Gemara could say kulam chayovim. Therefore, you have to say any part of the process, right, is a mice of visual. It's the only way to understand that Gemara. That's why I would apply it here too. That it certainly keneged amadura, if he's going to leave it there, by the visual be visual the mice, right? Only what then? He didn't leave it there. So what if he didn't leave it there? The answer is, that's the best way, I think that's the best way to learn shot. You can learn shot differently too, but then you'd be wrong, and so. Next. What does Rav Shimon Leo say?
We all merit Isha Saka Yada Shemen and Mischa Mesa, Kenegan Abdura, Besaka Lavina, Katan, Beina Hoshesh.
Oh, what does he say?
A woman could put.
Is he after Rav Shot? That what? He doesn't want to allow you to do what he just, what the Tanakam, what Rav Yudah said. That maybe he should pass him and she wants to have warm oil to wash the baby, to clean the baby. So Ramuda says, take a bottle of oil, put it in the kamadura, it'll warm up, you'll have warm oil. Ramuda says, no, you can't do that. You have to do it in such a shinui where it can't boil the day bishul. How? I put oil on my hands and warm air, there most likely you will not leave it there for Yatzoledes. But again, that becomes bishul al day shinui. Like
that. Shirol, it's not to change the status from solid to liquid. Shemen, perhaps when it's
No one says that
solid state.
We talk about shemen as liquid shemen. Otherwise, the world calls it shuman or chaylev. No, you have to assume it's liquid. It's not that she's melting the shemen. Olive oil, as I told you put it in the refrigerator, it can become solid, but they had no refrigerators in those days. Okay. Right, now come the look at Rashi. Socha Yada, Rashi makes that point that it's a machlokes Rav Yudah Shem Gemaliel. Aber lapshivu bepach kider shom se bechol lo. Upolagad Rabbi Yehuda.
Shem and Mahu, Latana Kama, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Tamar Shavayu, both of them would say La Tera. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yisrael, Amar Li Surah.
What does it mean?
To warm it up by the fire?
Rashi, big, that's a big Chiddush. But Chiddush that really sums up everything we've been saying about Bishul. Bishul is either what? Hard to soft, soft to hard, makes it royal achila when it was royal achila, right? Or by Mayim, what the Egli Tal analyzes, and so happens I found it in the tshuvas of my father-in-law as well, that same Russian, even though he never saw the Egli Tal inside, the looks for him.
Even in America?
Huh? No, in Europe. Even in America, he had no soul. This today, every bar mitzvah boy has a better halachic library than my shrei. Yeah.
You think that's why Rav Moshe Stahl is telling you? Do you think it's why Rav Moshe isn't so big on quoting any achronim because of that? I mean, he wasn't a shita. It was a matter of lemaisa. He didn't have exposure to it. Is that?
According to Egli Tal, introduces like two concepts. One that chimum sometimes is an act of bishul, without having shinui in the nature of the dovah shemesh basha, like water. I remember how he analyzed it. That cold water is not a starting point. Somehow, the starting point is drinkability, right? And therefore, cold water is not drinkable. Period. And therefore, chimum makes it drinkable. So the chimum is that which makes it into sort of a shinu teva in the water. That concept. I found in the Shul's Shuvas also that the Yisur is chimum as an entity, right? Yeah. Not just a difference in temperature. But when you're dealing with Shemen, I got a problem. Chimum was an entity because people drink hot tea, they don't drink cold water. So there was a shinui lemarius in the water, that's also maise bishul. But shemen, no one drinks oil, and oil doesn't change. It doesn't go from hard to soft. Right? There's no shinui in the physical constants of the oil, and there is no special shinui in the utility of the oil, whether it's hot or cold. Cold oil is good for salads, and hot oil is good for French fries. Therefore, is there a Yisur Bishul on Shemen? There's no Yisur Bishul on a piece of metal. The only time there's an Yisur is if you're going to melt the metal. If it's lead, then it'll melt, then it has Yisur. Then you went from hard to soft. If it's intended to be an annealing process, right, where you heat it red hot, then you dip it in cold water to make the metal harder, okay, that's called siruf. It's a tolodo of bishul there. But what is shemen? That's the question. That's pretty much what I asked. So in that we analyzed, what is the suras hamalocha of bishul, shemen doesn't seem to match up to any of them. That's what he's asking. Goylu, shemen mahu. Rabba, vayusu, amatabayu. In a chalami, there's no Yisur Bishul on Shemen. Le'er Teira. Look at Rashi, Le'er Teira. You read Rashi. Maida Osa,
Rabbi Yehuda, Bishul Sharia. What he said is Osa by Shemen, he's still allowed Bishul.
Shorli Tana Kama.
Shorli Tana Kama. Umayim Dafka Naka is only including water.
Only by water did he say there's an Isur when you warm it up. What, again, what's bothering him? You warm it up and nothing happens. It doesn't change in state because you stop warming it up, it gets cool again, it starts all over again. There's no shinui in the substance, right? Okay, next. Let's see. Rav Nachman is Omer Yisura. Well, explain. Rabbi Rav Yisur, Rav Matavai Letero.
Shemen Apopisha Yatzalot, but Mutter. Sever Tanakama, Shemen Hinbo, Misham Bishol.
Right. Mami, no Gzeira. Don't say Potu. Mutu. There's nothing wrong with it. Also, Rav Yudel Neymar.
Shemen Yishbo, Misham Bishol.
But.
Hapshar.
Hapshar. Ozehu Bishulu. What does that mean? That's what's been bothering me. So here's the way I like to learn Pshat, is what I said. There's a visual process. Putting something on the stove is a visual. The fact that you put it on the stove and leave it just a little bit, that will be also. Therefore he says, if you hold that cold oil is shayel visual on it, right? The chiddush is, right, that have sheiro lo zohe bishulo, that if you're going to put it just to warm it up a little bit, right, it will not be called bishul. Well, it's never called bishul if you're going to warm it up a little bit. But here's the raya, that if you warm it up a little bit, it's called bishul. If the end result would be bishul, right? So here, what's the big chiddush? Chiddush is that shemen, because there's no shinui in the thing itself, even the Rav Yudah is more than Avshei Rozeo Bishulu. But we have no good Hezbo why. It should be either or. Right? If you hold that Shemen Yeshbom should be Shul, then it's like Mayim. By Mayim you don't allow Avshei Rozeo, Shemen Yosh not Avshei Rozeo. But no, Shemen is still different. There, we lack any Hezbo why. Why do you want to be Mekel by Shemen if indeed there is an Isu if you do let it reach your Salevis? Why is it different than water then? Also, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Meimam, right?
Shemen Yishbo Vishon Bishul, Avshar Zehu Bishul.
You want me to Hashem Zehu Bishul? That's the only way to learn Pshat. I mean, putting it on the fire in order to let it get warm a little bit, that's a Maisa Bishul already. Carefully, the Rashi seems to push it towards the Rabbanon. Once they discuss the whole thing, the Rabbanon, because it's the easiest way. Look at Rashi, what I'm dying. Just from the Rashi, also Rav Shimon Lameima, Rav Shimon Zer Bishulu. What does that mean?
So you do it during the week, you shouldn't do it, but rather you should do it through a shinoi.
Oh, so what is it? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says you shouldn't do it because it's uvdu the whole. But if you do it kalachayad, literally kalachayad, on her hand, right, that's a shinoi. So from this Rashi, if you read backwards then, and put that all into the Rabbonans, right? It's hard to fit that into the words of the Gemara, though. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, yes, but we should be sure. Zehu bishulo. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a problem here.
Maybe he's speaking specifically about...
I'm sorry?
Well, he says because Rav Shimon Gamliel beforehand was matro, they shino. If the woman first puts her in her hand in it,
yeah,
and then does it,
yeah,
it's midoraisa, then that should also be oster. Meaning,
Midrash, we don't allow you to do this to Midrash,
yeah,
but
yeah. Only the Rabbanon, that Rabbanon Gamliel holds that it's misleads you if you use that lotion. That Rishon Gamliel allows her to put the oil on her hands because that's not my sabishul, right? And therefore, that's what
that's
very nice. If you deal with the rice, it's not a my sabishul. Therefore, this is mutar. See, the Rashi pushes it towards a claim which only the Rabbanan can have given b'chol lo levet ela kachayal deshinui. That pushes it into the Rabbanan situation.
What's happening?
And the rice, it works out very nicely. They hold as the rice. Comes on Shem Gamliel and says, even though you hold that rochok from the medulla or from time element, you're not going to leave it long enough, right? You hold that will be muto, right? I hold that you have to do it al deshinui. I also hold that you will be muto. But it has to start off with that Shemen is different. Because Shemen is different, therefore I wouldn't want to ask it to begin with. So comes Rav Yudin and says, no, it's also. But Hefsher or not? Because not there, because not there Bishul Bekach. Then the Rabbanim when it goes, comes on Shemuel and says, even though it's not there Bishul Bekach, nevertheless you need a Shinui from the Derech Hachol. But it starts off with the Yisur D'Raisa. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shemen is also. Yeah.
Maybe we're just saying.
So you look again the sequence of the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda has to say Bishul is also, right? But what Kinegan Amadura is not a Maisa Bishul. That fits nicely. It's not lechas hamishkan. It's not. That's not the way you cook. Because kineged amadura. Therefore, we didn't ask it. I would ask you if you put a pot on the stove, even though you intended to leave it only a short amount of time, and it wouldn't reach cooking. You did a ma'aseh bishul already. But by kineged amadura, it's not a ma'aseh bishul.
Why don't we just leave it?
But if it should cook, right? Lo bishul sheyavasha. If it will cook, it'll be an isur d'oraisa, right? Shem Gamliel comes and says, Madura is not enough of a shinui, meaning not shlo keder bishulo. I need a bigger shinui. It should be dafka gabayat. And the sugya seems to make sense. Actually, by throwing in this line, maybe we medayik it too strongly, and saying like the indication is by calling it kedavdinim b'chol or avdinim. There, that it's only a problem of mezik mavasher.
So Rafi and I were discussing this. If something is a shinui on something that's a deoraita, isn't it only permissible where there's sakana? Lechatchila, someone can come and do a shinui just because they want to do something that's a.
If it's not also, as much as it don't surprise you. If it's not also, it should be mutal, right? That's what we expect. Right. Then steps in, right? The Rabbanan concern. Right? But first, you have to assume if it's not also, it's mutal. Then comes the Rabbanan and step in and say, but, I'm worried about something, right? It's Maisa Chol, people make a mistake, whatever it is. You did Shemen, they will do chicken soup. Whatever it is.
But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is saying that there is Bishulo, and the Hafshara is the Bishulo. So he's saying now it is Asur, but do a Shinui and it's okay.
No. It's a struggle, a long time to make sense of this Gemara. Yeah, I think that the key is Dera Bishulo. That's if it's not there, Bishulo, then it's Mutter. Right. Came to Rabbanan and asked some things. Right. If it's not there, Bishulo, right, it should be Mutter. Why? Because it starts off first. Oil is unique. Right. I don't see the isur bishul of oil.
Okay.
Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't say the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is isur bishul on oil. But since it's not like any other substance, where the bishul made a tikkun, where you see, because mechas tikkun also Torah, that Rashi's loshen by bishul, right? By bishul, that comes from, remember, washing the dog maluach. He says, because there's a tikkun that he does. So there, I don't see the tikkun by oil. But raising something from a room temperature to yasa lettuce is a maisa bishul. Therefore, he says, if I didn't raise it to that temperature or not, what then? It's a maisa bishul. So on it put on the stove, it's a maisa bishul. I put it near the fireplace, it's not a maisa bishul. Then it's to be judged by, was there bishul or not? If it reaches yasa lettuce, there was a bishul. Not yasa lettuce, there's no bishul. And therefore, the Rabbani didn't answer it. Came along, Shem Yemil and says, no, it's still... looks like bishul. Why? If I put water there, I couldn't do that. Right? Therefore, I wouldn't argue by water. We'll soon see from our the next mission that we're learning, that problem of that water just to warm the water, that can possibly come to Yad Soledis and the Rabbanan Asad. That's the whole business of medicine with the mulio and the kumkum and so on.
So then what is the aspect now that Rashi is bringing?
Yes.
How is Rashi changing it now?
But Rashi does, the Loshen of Rashi is, right, if you look, the standard Loshen that Rashi is using is a Loshen for Yisur the Rabbanon. Hilchoch, therefore, Avshero Zeo Bishulu. Hilchoch, Kedavrina Bechol Lo Levet. Ela Kalachayad El Deshinui. See,
Why isn't Kalachar Yad and Shinui the same thing?
Yes.
So why the double Lashon?
Here it's literally Kalachar Yad, you put it on the hand. But that's a correct Lashon. I mean, it's how the Lashon Gemara uses. You made Kalachar Yad, which is a Shinui. But what is Rashi talking about? The Reis of the Rabbanon. Remember, Rav Shmuel said, Hefsheru Zeru Bishul. So why are you matter it? See, I matter it the same way that Rabbi Yehuda was matir. Rabbi Yehuda was also matir kedeged hamadura. Only what? Don't leave it long enough to be yatzoledes. So I come and say, kedeged hamadura is too dangerous. The Rabban will step in, that's after Rav Shat and Rashi. One will step in and say, no, I don't want to accept that. I want it to be clearly where it can be possibly come Lidei Bishul by putting it on a hand. Okay.
So why can't you leave it by the fire? Why can't you leave it by the fireplace until for regular water? Why can't you leave the regular water on the fireplace until it fully cooks? If we're viewing a fireplace, the Madura, not Derech Bishul.
Chamei Tveria is also not Derech Bishul.
Yeah.
Right. And put a pipe in the Chamei Tveria, you learned the mission before, so that's Bishul. Bigger than Madura, if it's a Yad, where it becomes Yad Soledis, that's a Maitse Bishul. Therefore, I emphasize the act of putting on. So that's the chilik. Where you put on the fire, that's already a maisa bishul. Near the medur, it's not a maisa bishul. It's going to become bishul only if it stays long enough to be yatzoledes. The only way to work out this whole sugya.
So at the end of the day, are we learning?
I'm sorry?
At the end of the day, this is all medur bana that we're talking about?
No, I would. No,
it's all medur raisa.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Kedeged Hamadura, if it would be Yatzoledes, is a Deraisa. I think that's why, I mean, the key contribution I want to make to the Sugi is the Chilik based upon the three people, Echad, maybe a Sakhtera, that each was called a Maisa Bishul. And therefore, they're Chayev. So putting a pot of water on the stove is a ma'isa mishum. Mm-hmm. Putting a pot of water next to the medua is not a ma'isa mishum. But if it gets cooked, then you're mavashel. Shail is, shemen by its very nature, doesn't seem to be much chilik between bishul and not bishul. Therefore, that's the machlokes, whether by shemen is shail bishul at all. The shemen should be no different than a piece of metal which you heat up and then let it cool down, and nothing has happened. Not a piece of metal that melts. You heat it up and put it down, nothing. There was no iso to heat a piece of metal. There's no iso to heat a bottle of oil, because nothing has happened to the oil. That's what you could think. So no, Rabbi Yehuda comes and says it's not true. Even though you didn't make a shinui lemariusa, it is not like water. I'm sorry, it is like water. And just like water, you heat up and then it cools down, nothing has happened to the water. No shinui. Likewise, shemen, the same thing. You heat it up, the heating alone is an isur. Comes along, I'm shimming. And what's the big chidush? But if I don't heat it up, just putting it in the medua, that's not a ma'aser bishul. However, water, putting in the medua, that already is a ma'aser bishul. That be the chidush in shemen. In Mayim, you don't have to hold that way. I can argue that Mayim likewise can negate. We'll see in the next Mishnah where you're warming up water, with not concerned with Yatzalenis, but just to warm water, the Mishnah asks us.
So that Diak and Rashi we're not learning out. That Diak and Rashi that it's been the Rabbanim, it's not. We can't learn that out.
That Diak and Rashi just raises the question. How would then the Rashi Ramshat in the Machlokis? That if the whole discussion was the Rabbanan, then what is it? To boil it up is also the Rabbanan. That's not the language of the Gemara. There's no way to learn Pshat that way in the Gemara. Right? What is it? He says, what's the lotion? Kesava. Right? He holds. Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Ve'efsher lo zeo bishulo.
The oil of the roast beef. It's if you have it in a refrigerator, the roast beef and the oil, you need not hot, not
right.
Yet solid. You need a bit...
A little warm. Right. So, warm. Yeah. But, Shail is, what if I heat it yatzalendis? Right. So that's what Rabbi says there, that unlike water, Hefshelo will be matir. And Rav Shmuel says, Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul.
If Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel still holds that yesh bishul, if Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel holds that there is bishul, then even if Rabbi Yehuda does not, then what does it matter with the kliachar yad by Rabbi Shimon?
Say that again.
If Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel holds that there is bishul and that the hefshero is bishulo,
right,
then what does it matter what Rabbi Yehuda holds? Because then we just said that the kliachar yad is so that it shouldn't be kedarko as it
right.
usually is, but if he holds that it is bishul, even the hefshero is bishul, then regardless of what Rabbi Yehuda says, if he kliachar yad, he's still doing bishul. So what is his justification for doing it lechatchila kleacher yad? Ein achosheshet.
Again, I can't defend Rashi. I point out the difficult Rashi. I have no trouble with the Gemara. Why? Very simply, what Rav Shimon says is efshelu zeo bishulu, no different than mayim. However, if I put water on my hand, Right? No one will say that's an isur bishul. You want to assel it, as we some want to be, said, you should be careful. That's because of the isur of ma'im shehuchmu b'shabbos gzeira balonim. Has to do with gzeira drabonim. Is therefore when you wash your hands, you should make sure that they're not too wet when you hold it next to the fire. Because you'll be washing an eiver echod with ma'im shehuchmu b'shabbos. That's all the rabbonins. Comes along Rav Shin Meir and says very simply, there's regular Yisra Bishul, right? However, you want to warm oil for the baby, the only way you can warm is put it on your hands and warm it that way. Then there's no shayla, it's not Der Bishul, it's not Maisa Bishul, etc. There's no Gzeret Rabbon on that. But Yisra Daraisa, certainly not. No one's making a takana, right, to tell you shouldn't put oil on your hand, because maybe you'll hold it next to a fire and it'll be yatzaledes and you'll be over on the cooking of the oil according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're not conscious that on your hands you'll make it yatzaledes. Therefore, it's not shayla bishul on it. I have sheru zel bishulu. Again, to be mafshir in a backbook, in a bottle, that's have sheru also zel, that's also. So my submission. On your hands, not. Remember, we always fall back to Maisa HaMishkod. What he's saying is, I mean, the Gemara makes good sense. Rashi told us in this business with Derech Hol that's disturbing. Obviously, there's some different shots in the Gemara. But no one else does. Okay, and I was next. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Hazi Paskin. As we have to. What does that mean? What is he talking about? No one tells you. Pshat, what does it mean? Echad, where are we talking about? On the fire, on next to Medulla, what are we talking about? Echad Shem, Echad Mayim, Yatzeledes Bo Osu. Osu? No, no, Osu. Chayim should be. Moses is pretty accurate always. We want to talk about Osu, you're talking about Dinta Rabbonon. If it's Dinta Raisa, it's Chayim. If Raisa, it's not Raisa. Echad Shemen, Echad Mayim, Yatzo Ledesbo, also, Ein Yatzo Ledesbo Mutu. So, again, no other way to learn Pshat, but he said also, but he meant Chayim, same thing.
But isn't there a big difference, like you said?
What's that? Give me 1 minute. You want to get the Rambam?
In the Rambam?
You have it.
It's my name.
Thank you. Thank you. maybe Adam Kitor Shamayim, Menicho Kneged HaMedura, Lo Yishmir Sheyechabo, Al Geshi Tafik Tzilosim. Mayim, not Shemen. Zechei Menir Pach Shal Shemen Kneged HaMedura, Teishi Fosh, Lo Sheyechomen. Vesacha Al Yodah B'mayim B'Shemen M'chami HaMedura, Hu Sheyech Mo'amayim Shal Yodah Atzei Chisho Shtiri Dichot Mehen. M'chami Begim Nicho Agab B'Meir B'Shabbos, put it all together. What does he say? The only way to learn Pshat is where I said. Why? Because Kneged HaDura is not Maaseh Bishul. Therefore, you work only with Bishul. Period. Bishul is Yatzal Edus. If it's not with Medura on the stove, no, then putting on the stove is a Maaseh Bishul. But Kneged HaDura is not a Maaseh Bishul. Therefore, if you don't have a Maaseh Bishul with the Derech Bishulu, then Bishul is judged by the outcome, by the Maskod. Right? Is there Yatzalas? Is there Yatzalas? That's what, yeah. And here he makes an important point, which we're up to in Gemara. Right? You can put Ayodo, Umechami Negam Dura, Hu Shayoch Mamayim Ayodo, Ache Yiriso Shoti Negnichpos Mehem. What does it mean? You should be sure it's not Yatzalas. Why? Because your Yad is not Chesu Shoti Neg. It could be a temperature which you're willing to accept.
There are different hands, the chef.
We have an electrician in our town. It doesn't work anymore. It hasn't been well. Yeah. Bonnie Barinholtz, who checks whether the current is on two wires by touching both wires, right. All the time. Everybody else uses some kind of meter or a light to check whether the current is on. He says 110 volts, 220 wouldn't do it, but 110 volts is no problem. And I wouldn't recommend it. Right? Yeah. You go ahead and take someone who's a hard worker and he has callous hands, his Yatzoledes is far more than Kesar Shaltino. Therefore he says, you have to be careful, even though you have the water on your hands, Lo sheyuchmu hamayim al yodo ad shei Kesar Shaltino nichol mehen. Got to be sure it's not the temperature which will affect a baby. That's what we're up to in the world. Okay, so figure that. That's what he says. No, Amachover, what's called Heicha Dama Yatzal Edus? What's the Shira Yatzal Edus? Amachover calls Shekesu Shatirik Nichvas. I told you that's a big machlokas by everybody. What's Yatzal Edus there? I think pretty well. It's a sheet of a chumah, that's something like 115 Fahrenheit, I would say 120, but that's the range of Yatzal Edus. Tell me, it's Negeos Halacha L'Maaseh in the Bishul Yayin, where the Yayin is called Mevushal, in order to exempt it from Isu or Saminum, right? Achabishul, they didn't ask because the Goyim never used cooked wine for their Avodah Zorah, therefore the Gzeira started that from there originally, therefore the Shir of Bishul for Yayin, Meshreya Paskin, is Yatzal Edus, like all other Bishul. And that's why you find on some bottles of wine, they put down the temperature.
To let
you know that if you want to be machmir, you won't accept it as mevushal. There, all the wines that appeal to the Satma community, they specify a temperature on the 170, which is almost the temperature of boiling water. Wine certainly bubbles at that temperature. It's mala vesichos.
Is the din on grape juice the same as that on with mevushal? The same, everything the same?
But the hechsher that they give on the who's grape juice? What's the name? Goyish name on grape juice?
Welch's.
Welch's.
Huh? Welch's. Welch's grape juice, right? Is because of the system that's used in making grape juice, where the grapes are dumped into a hot oven. Grapes are put into a kettle. They don't squeeze the grapes and then cook the juice, but they cook the grapes, right? So immediately it's mevushal, when it's still before it comes out in the liquid phase. And therefore, there's no need for a mashgiach there, etc., etc. Because that's the system for extracting juice from the grapes. It's not you squeeze the grapes. It's more profitable, or more economical to you're going to cook it anyway to sterilize. You have to sterilize the grape juice in order to put it on the shelf.
So if it's made in that way, can a person make kiddush on that wine if it has a hechsher?
Yeah, you can make kiddush on the wine if you want to be mekel. You're supposed to make kiddush on wine. Grape juice may be halachic wine, but it's not wine the way we understand it. So when it comes to inyonim of kovod, so Marshall the Shrei HaShur, that pedalat kosos is vade also, right? Because pedalat kosos, it is
grape juice.
For also for dalakosos. Why? Because dalakosos is a simon shel cherus, right? Simon shel cherus is wine, is not grape juice.
Regardless,
for kiddush, we're mekel there. For dalakosos, not.
Regardless of whether it's 75% or 100% grape juice.
What do you mean?
Like the kedem, for example, yeah. So it's 100% grape juice.
All grape juice is 100%.
Some of them are watered down, aren't they?
It's worse.
No,
it's watered
down.
Huh?
I mean,
it's watered down.
No, because like in
most likely yes, but we don't know about it.
In Israel, they have the grape flavored drinks that you would
grape
say shahar kol on you.
Yeah, that's grape flavor. That's nothing.
That's not even grape.
That's nothing to do with wine. Yeah, as one famous winemaker said once, when he went to visit a wine factory by somebody else, he said, "Really, you can make wine from grapes also?"
So what is the Rav Shver say on pregnant women having grape juice for or versus wine for kiddush?
He's in favor of pregnant women. I know that. It's a good idea.
And can they have? Should they have wine still?
Yeah.
Should they still have wine instead
if
of?
If the doctor feels that he shouldn't have wine, he follow doctor's orders. But there's no. When we ask, when the doctors say that a woman shouldn't drink alcoholic beverages, right? They're referring to their wives. Right. When they come home, the wife is dead drunk. Right. drinking our low alcohol wine, 5% wine, there's no chash of a pregnant no danger. Yeah. Okay, now we have ancillary halacha, right? There with has to do with really kedushas, the kedushas haTorah, which extends not only to the physical object, but extends also to divrei Torah. Very unique halacha, of course. We talk about the rabbanim's actually. All right, what does he say here? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak tells a story. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Dini, right?
Amar Chas Nichnasti Achar Rebbe LeBeis HaMerchatz. One time I was following my Rebbe into the bathhouse. Bikashi L'Aniach Lo Pach Shel Shemen. Ambati, and I wanted to place a picture of a jar of oil in the Ambati, which is a like a little pit, a little Rashi's going Bricha Suya Vikarka.
Yeah.
There's like a little hole in the ground, Shamayim Chasim Shem Nasafim, where the water gathers. So Vamali Tovik Kli Yisheni.
Wait, what was he doing in the Shabbos you talking about?
Right.
What's he doing in the Merchas Shabbos?
Zia. Zia. Zia, Derech Zia.
What?
Zia.
Oh, that's the way. That's the way you have to learn Shabbos, right? And he went in there last, just to sweat, before, right, before the Gzeira on Lazia also, right? So I wanted to warm up some oil for him, right?
Amrali, he said to me, total klisheini, the tain. You can do it in a klisheini. I learned three things.
Well, Asha learned, by the way, not Lazia, that's another. Learned that it was Chamit Verga. Okay.
So the first thing he learned was Shemin Yish Bomishim Bishel.
Obviously. And?
Shmamina Klisheini English Basho. Klisheini Shmamina Havshara Ozeh Bshula. So.
Okay, see, so we're Machma, right, on Shem.
Right. What was he telling him practically?
Look at Rashi here. Rashi gives another review of Halacha. We need it for later on. I'm sorry.
What's he telling him practically to do? How's he going to get the oil hot?
What?
What was he telling him practically to do?
Telling him that he should not do what he wanted to do,
yeah,
to put the oil into a klisheini to warm up. You have to use a klisheini to warm it up.
What is a baby
bottle.
You know how to
warm up a baby bottle, right?
Yeah.
You can't put it into the coffee pot, into the kumkum, right? There to warm up, you have to take water into a klisheini and you put the baby bottle into that.
And he was pouring the oil. He was mixing the oil with the hot water.
No. It's in a container. It's in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
A baby bottle of juice, of water. They want to warm up for the baby.
I see.
You can put in a klirishon, right? So you say, well, klirishon. That's not der bishulu, right? Yeah. So you know, that's real bishul, as we'll see. That's bishul deraisa in the klirishon. Right. It says use a klisheini. So now look at the Rashi first, important Rashi. Bikashi Lirsham Pachemen. Lahafshir. Losu Chemenu. Right. Koidem Horechitza. What's doing with the chitza? He can't do the chitza on Shabbos.
That goes along with the previous Rashi,
yeah?
That goes along with the fact that it's not Zia, it's there in the Chamit Veria, right?
Yeah. Okay, so easy. If you're learning like Rashi, you have to learn this was Koidim Hagzeira, right? Since we're dealing with, Rashi said we're dealing with Chamit Tveria, Koidim Hagzeira could be this way, but that doesn't fit in the rest of the Gemara, you'll see. So you tell him, no, don't do it that way. Right. Take it, be klisheini, read this klisheini.
Because it only heats up a little bit.
Cool down. That'll cool it. When you take it out of klisheini, you already cool down the water because it enters the klisheini in the mevashel. The achakach, you take some klisheini water, then ten hapach l'soch osu klisheini, right? The hach ambati shecham l'minamayan hoshav l'kikli rishu. Even though Nadini would have turned on a fire, we're talking about there was a pool of water that was being heated. No, but it was being heated, right? Coming minam ayon, so it's been heated by what? By Gehenna, by the fires of Gehenna. So it's a kirisho. Shafa pisha biru mialo silma vasha. Even though the fire isn't there, but if it's still in the original container, it's called a kirisho. Eufus Vakteva, Shavir Mirosen, You take the pot out that is still boiling hot. You can't add spices to it because klirichin mevashel. All right. So what did he tell you? He told you the halacha of klisheni. So now the Gemara picks him up on that issue. What was the heter to talk halacha in the beis merchatz? You can't talk, can't think Torah. Har literally means, you know, to think about the Gemara, to think about a halacha while in an improper place. That's part of the Kedushas Sefer Torah, Kedushas HaTorah, right? That the Mokom is also, you need Hachonas HaMokom. You need for Tefillah, you need Hachonas Mokom and Hachonas Malbushim, right? That doesn't apply to Yeshiva boys summertime, but nevertheless, it's improper the way most people will dress summertime. Davin, you're supposed to take off a minute and put on a jacket, and put on pants. You can do so in your bathing suit. So how could he discuss a point of halacha, klirishon, klisheni, right, while in the merchatz? It's improper mokom. Bichi teimer b'loshon chol, right? He didn't say it in Hebrew. He said it in English, right? So even the Boloshen Chol, you can't talk Divrei Torah in an improper place. It's not the words you use. You see, concepts that you're referring to, the thought process, the osolahare, I'm supposed to think about Torah in that place. What does the one answer? Important tevets. Afushi meisu shayni. It has that same Russian. A Talmud shouldn't go ahead and criticize his Rebbe and sees the Rebbe doing something. He says, but if his Rebbe is doing an Isu, right, then Lafushi Misu or Shaini, to prevent someone from doing an Isu, that takes precedent over this Kovod concept of Torah. So even though I normally wouldn't talk Torah in the Merchitz, but here he saw his Talmud reaching to put the bottle of oil into a Kli Rishon, right, that would be an Isu, so he stopped it. Teda, right? I'll bring you a raya that so that lafusha misur is different. Yama Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. No, okay.
My son Tamid Moshe Rav Meir. Shneshas Achar B'Beis Merchatz. They followed him to the bathhouse. So B'Kesh La'diach Karka.
Right. He wanted to cover the Rebbe Mustama. Right. He wanted to pour some water on the ground to wash the spot where they're going to be, make it cleaner. B'malo.
You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to wash.
No, we don't wash. Losachlo, right? But losachlo karka, omlo insochen. Right? What's losach? One is to make sponge. You pour a bucket of water down. Right? That's medichin. And losuch is just a little bit of water, right? just to wipe it clean. He said, no, you can't do that. What's the iso? He said, there's ashva gumos. The merchatz could be a marble floor where there's no danger of ashva gumos. That what? That you'll smooth out it. But that's exactly right. The answer, even if the floor was not were not an earthenware floor. They also asked to wash the floor. That's went so far as to ask you from playing ball on Shabbos on a cement court, on an asphalt court, right? Because Zeyde Mishum Ashva Gumos. The only time you can play ball on Shabbos is ping pong if there's a roof above you. Ping pong in a closed area. That's no issue there, or playing ball. But otherwise, there's an issue playing ball. Amar Rabina. Right. Well, he told him to use a klisheni and put the oil into the klisheni. Any, why do you say mevasha b'chametzveri yeshchayev? Any lomar avchiz on mevasha b'chametzveri b'shabbat potel. So you're quite right. That's what we had said before on the word also. There you have to learn imet chayev also. So sometimes the Gemara is not that accurate in choosing the word, right? My chayev dam in the koma makas maldus. When I say chayev, meaning rabbonon. Makas maldus is punishment for violating the rabbonon. The chilik in the daraisa the rabbonon, as you should remember, if you over a daraisa, you get 39 whiplashes, right? If you over on the rabbonon, is makanoso achetetzi nafsho. So better start up with daraisas. Kodesh Boko has rachmonos. Don't start up with the rabbonon, they have no rachmonos. Okay, here comes another important halacha. What's the shaila now? I can't get up to the shaila without having to somehow accept the reality of people going to mikvah on Shabbos. All the mate was the chitza b'tzonon, but in the mikveh, we had no moko for the heta. Moko that you standing near the fireplace said you can pour cold water on yourself. That's a pour cold water. It's a chilik. Why? Because remember, it started off with the gzeiras balonim. Right? As balonim, the gzeira has to be, the structure of the gzeira has to be violated in order to fight the isu. So therefore, there's a chilik between in the water or water on you, whether you are on the water or the water's on top of you. Therefore, right, he says, Amar Abzela, Ano chaziti l'rabahu, I saw him the shot bambati. Now the word shot normally means to swim. Right, among the five things that a father has to teach his son, right? Lamda Torah, Liso Isha, Lamda Umnus, right? One of them is Malamdo Lo Shoot. He has to teach him how to shoot. That's more important than how to swim nowadays. But Malamdo Lo Shoot has to teach him how to swim. Right? Child is, right? Was he swimming or not? I don't know whether he lifted his feet from the ground or not. Meaning, was he walking in the pool, or did he swim in the pool? Right. So Moses says, what kind of shaila? Pshita. People pay attention. Pshita de lo oka. Yisanya lo yoshet odem bebrechem leyemayim, apilo medes bechotzer. Even though it's in your private property, or the medit b'chotza, what difference does it make? No shaila about carry the water. You might think it's also because, what we learned before, because he carries the water dalalamos but kamalis. No. It's in his chotzer, it's shus hayochid, nothing, you can't swim. My answer is nonsense. Of course you can swim. Question is, how you can get across to the other side. If the only way to get across to the other side is by swimming, right, then there's the issue of swimming. What's the issue of swimming? Zelo shema yisakein kli shayoto. But if you can get to the other side by walking around, then there is no zelo against swimming. Lo kashi, ho de lesli gidudi, ho de isli gidudi. Rashi gives two pshotim on this. Look at the second pshat first. Four lines down. Mi nire isli gidudi shori, lo domo le no, el li kli. The less the gedudi, right? Dami lenoav also. What does that mean? If there is a pond in your backyard, people have ponds. In Muncie, a number of people have fish ponds, right? And the fish pond is flush with the ground. You know, you dump the ground, and there's a hole in the ground, and there's a pond there, and that's the pond you want to swim in, then it looks like a noho. It looks like a regular, right, natural body of water, where we have a gzera, shema, yisakein kli shayota. But if it has a rim, right? Yeah. Well, a natural pond doesn't have a rim. Natural pond is water is up to the... Wherever the land is, the water is up to the land, right? Therefore, that's a chilik. So where it is not like a natural pond, the Rabbanan didn't make a gzeira shema yusakein kli shayota. As all the Achayim explained, because there's no need to get to the other side by using a rowboat. You just walk around to the other side. That's not a heta. A lot of lakes, I remember. We used to go to a place for the summer, a tributary of White Lake, up in the Catskills, Koneyanga Lake. There. Also, I could walk all around. It'd take about a mile and a half, 2 miles, to get to the other side. But you can walk around many, many lakes. You can walk around to the other side. That's not the heta, because I can get there. Question is, how easy is it to get there? If it means you have to take a 5 mile walk to get to there, even though you can get to the other side, that's not called getting to the other side. Getting to the other side means with ease, where there's no rational reason why you would want to swim across when you can walk across. If you didn't interest in the swimming part, if you just wanted to get to the other side, right, you wouldn't go ahead and make a kli shayota, you'd walk around to the other side. That's the basic chilik. Kli shayota is where, the better example is, like the asad, a rowboat. Like you can't go on a rowboat on Shabbos. There's no iso you're doing when you take go rowing on Shabbos. If it's a lake that's in his chotzo, right, where you have it was hook up the dealer. It's a lake which you use for fishing and for boating and so on, so that it is dedicated for the use of people. That's the big shaila in making a Eruvin today. Among communities, you very often bump into a lake area, and a big shaila how you handle the lake in Dabi Eruvin. Not an easy solution. Of the simple solution is you make a source of Pesach around the lake and leave it out. Right. Sometimes you can't do that. Technically, you can't get a fence around it. Then the next problem is, without saying that it's also to make an eruv, because that breaks the eruv, is to try to find a heto on the use of the lake. And if the lake is not something not dedicated for daily use, then it's called not hukah for diro. Not hukah for diro, you can't include it in the eruv. The solutions are very difficult usually. Many areas have little ponds, so they have certainly had to develop. If you walk across, it's also not a problem. I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. But a lake that's used for rowing, fishing, so on, like the most achoinim is called hukah ledira, and therefore it's not a break in your habitat, in your domiciliary. So the eruv was only on a domiciliary area, an area that's hukah ledira. Okay? So wait before you lose it. Okay, we're about the end. We're getting to a good point.
So what's the question?
Look at the first chapter of Rashi, though. Let's finish that. Yeah, the lesson of Gedudi. Shein Sfosa Govo Oshu Amayim Amukim Beitzel HaSfosa Kemo V'emtza Yikivun Shein Amukim Shom Ki Motel Somoch V'Sfosa No it's Hagel V'Kaka V'Chofel V'Amcha Ha'elfer V'Zoch Amayim V'Domo L'Megavel. What's he saying? Saying what? That the, I don't know what the word gedudi means in going to this pshat, but what he says is the Isur is when you get to the part where the water is not so deep, when you're swimming, no problem. When you get to the end and you want to get out, you're leaning, stepping on the ground, then the ground is assumed to be muddy, right? And in the stepping on the ground, you stir up the mud, so it's the Isur Megavel. Way out pshat. The Rashi thought well enough of it to report it. Obviously, it's a reputable pshat. The Rashi gives his pshat, right? If it has around it, it's not like a noho. And therefore they didn't make the gzeira. What's the gzeira of a no? Gzeira of a no is gzeira shemi yisake klisheyota. So if it's not like a no, they didn't make the gzeira, doesn't apply to it. Okay, let's stop here. Boys, tomorrow we have to do, I guess,